This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for August 9. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verse 5. It says there, his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." End of quote. There was a wedding in Cana in Galilee. The earthly mother of Jesus and most probably the whole family of Jesus was present in that wedding. It could be a wedding for someone in the family. Usually, Jewish marriage lasts for 7 days. During these 7 days, the food and wine supply continue by both groom's and bride's family. Running out of wine and food would mean shame and dishonor to both families. The first recorded miracle of Jesus Christ happened on this wedding occasion. To the family's embarrassment, they discovered that there is no more wine to give to the guests. Mary, the mother of Jesus, probably being a family member, was concerned about this unexpected shame occasion. When the wine ran out, Mary said to Jesus, "They have no wine." She knew in her heart that her son could do something to solve that issue. From the first appearance of the angel Gabriel and his announcement, Mary knew she was carrying not Joseph's son, but God's son in her womb. She knew that she was a virgin and never knew a man to have a child. The angel told her, remember, the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son and name him Jesus. He will be a great man and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. Your son will be king of Jacob's people forever, and his kingdom will never end." End of quote. Then Mary asked the question to the angel, "How could this happen?" "Because I am a virgin." To this the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy Child developing inside you will be called the Son of God." End of quote. The angel Gabriel said to her two things. First, the child is going to be the Son of God. Second, he explained how this is going to happen, she being a virgin. The Holy Spirit will come upon her, and the power of the Most High will overshadow her. As a result, the Holy Child developing inside her will be called the Son of God. Amazing, right? Now she watched the child from the very beginning, and she knew Jesus is different from other children, and is indeed the Son of God who incarnated to this earth through her stomach and womb. Beloved, this is why she sought the help of Jesus when they ran out of the wine. Jesus immediately showed unwillingness and said, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not come." End of quote. You see, Jesus was not rude. Jesus was on this earth on a predetermined calendar of God. Each event and miracles, including his meeting with the Samaritan woman and stopping right at the bottom of the sycamore tree to call Zacchaeus and his going to stay in his house, all this was according to the predetermined plan and calendar of God. John chapter 3, 4 and Luke 19, 5. Jesus was moving each minute, hour and day just according to the plan and will of God. Jesus said, and it is recorded in John 5, 30, "I can do nothing on my own because I seek not my own will but the will of him who sent me." So Jesus was moving according to the predetermined plan and calendar of God. His mother said to the servants this, "Do whatever he tells you." Dearly beloved ones, this is very important. She knew the servants should do whatever he tells them because she knew if the servants obey what he said, then the problem is going to get solved. Mother knew the son better than anyone else. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." The servants filled 6 stone jars with water. Then Jesus said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." You see, the master of the feast tasted it and he marveled and said, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. However, you have kept the good wine until now." End of quote. The wine was superior in quality. Bible recorded this was his first sign, and he manifested his glory, and the disciples believed in him. Beloved, don't you agree this was an unordinary situation, but embarrassment and shame filled the hearts because of no more wine to serve the guest. It is a shame-filled occasion, right? When the problem was brought to Jesus' attention, he stepped in with his supernatural divine power and authority. Do you know, if you include and involve Jesus Christ in your daily life's problems, issues, and shame, he can exhibit and display his glory and victory in and through your day-to-day problems and life? Tell to Jesus, the Son of God, every matter of your life. Be open to him and talk to him. And then make sure to obey what he says you to do. He is God, and being the creator of the whole universe, do you know he sustains all and he rules over all? However, he genuinely cares about your personal needs and worries and your shame-filled occasions as well. He cares about it. Get linked to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who can marvelously, wonderfully, and victoriously lead you here on every day and then take you home with him to his presence eternally in heaven when you breathe your last here on this earth. This is the Savior you need. This is the Savior we all need, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. I can help you to get connected to him right now in a small prayer. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know you genuinely care about my problems and needs. Also, I know you have a beautiful plan and purpose for my life. Lord, I come to you with my problems and give my issues into your hand, into your almighty hand. Help me now to know your will for my life and obey it. Give me every day and guide me every day your counsel. I know Jesus died for my sins and I believe in him. Accept him as my Savior and Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today. And for the rest of your life, may his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.